Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. I'm going to suggest something to you. It's a little unorthodox, but nothing outlandish. The next time you post on social media, include something about yourself or about your day that isn't necessarily flattering, that doesn't make it seem like your life is one long stretch of charmed existence, especially you young folks. Maybe something about your hair not cooperating, or how difficult a class is, or how you crashed your bike. Not for the purpose of being negative, but for the purpose of being human. Feel free to put a positive spin on it, like, my acne has really been acting up, which fortunately means I'm only 20% less stunning than usual. Or, I need some makeup tips, pimples popping in prominent places. We humans like to get on social media and put forth the best possible face, literally and figuratively. It's absolutely natural and understandable. But have we thought about what that might do to other less confident young people? That perfection many peers are super soaking the social media scene with is an awfully difficult standard to match. Some of the tender souls out there check out their classmates on various sites and are fed a diet of flawless photos, glossy posts of happy activities with family and friends, and ever-ascending feats of mental or physical achievement. This thought came to mind recently when a colleague of mine became dismayed at the stream of social media posts from her daughter's schoolmates painting the unblemished life. Her daughter would come away from reading all the entries with lower self-esteem at not measuring up. She didn't have the latest, most fashionable clothes, the stylish haircut, the snap-tight body suitable for shrink-wrapped outfits, the stellar academic record, the ideal family dynamic, etc. That age group, and many adults for that matter, is rather self-absorbed and overly concerned with appearances. It can be tough on a delicate soul. Before people accuse me of advocating for the squelching of any celebration of achievements or just happy posts in general, that is not my assertion here. Brag on yourself. Be proud. Post positive stuff. Just don't be afraid to be imperfect. Even on social media. It might lighten someone else's demeanor to know that even the most confident individuals can have a bad hair day or have trouble with their homework. One more proviso. Be prepared for the trolls out there to pile on any self-deprecating post. A confession about having to watch the calories or tripping and falling on social media may very well be greeted by insults and demeaning comments from some very insecure bullies out there. In fact, they are usually the ones with self-love issues, lashing out from a place of pain. I must confess a feeling of inadequacy with this segment. I am no psychiatrist or school counselor. I haven't even stayed at a Holiday Inn Express recently. Who am I to extend advice for anyone's social habits? Take it for what it's worth. I know my advice is not perfect, and neither am I. I guess that's kind of the point. Our imperfections might actually encourage others. Until next time. I'm Marcus Hiles.